We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Giving back is at the core of Dreamforce, and every year we do it bigger and better. So you better believe that Dreamforce 17 is going to take the cake. I'm here with Ebony Freelix and Lauren Grau, and we're going to tell you about the big giving back organization at Dreamforce. Thank you both so much for being with me.
Our pleasure.
All right, Ebony, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Ebony Freelix, Senior Vice President of Philanthropy and Engagement at Salesforce.org, and I am excited that this year will actually be my 9th Dreamforce.
Wow. Awesome. And Lauren?
Hi, I'm Lauren Grau. I'm a director of Trailhead Marketing, and this will be my 8th Dreamforce.
We have two veterans in the house. Yeah. So both of you have seen how big giving back is at Dreamforce over the years. But really, we've had so many lofty goals in the past few years, specifically.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, giving back is a huge part of our Salesforce culture. So it's no wonder that, no surprise, that giving back is going to have a huge part at our largest event of the year. Dreamforce is about community, and it's where we also want to engage our community in giving back. So we do have quite lofty goals for our participants, but they expect to see big things at Dreamforce when it comes to announcements and also when it comes to our giving back spirit.
All right, so we're all dying to know, what is our big giving back program this year?
This year, we're empowering the Dreamforce community to unlock donations throughout the week. And really, those donations are going to add up to that lofty goal of $1 million. And that $1 million is going to equal access to education and opportunity.
Wonderful. And how do we do that?
So if you have attended Dreamforce in the past and visited the Developer Zone or Trailhead Zone, you might have experienced this little game we call the Quest. And this year, the Quest is going to go campus-wide. And for every attendee who completes the Quest, we're going to donate $50 towards that lofty goal.
That's amazing. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Quest this year?
Sure. So the Dreamforce Quest will bring the magic of Trailhead's learning paths to life in person at Dreamforce to help you get the most out of your 4 days. So whether you're in sales or service or marketing or commerce, or if you're one of our admin or developer trailblazers and hiking your way on Trailhead, there'll be a quest for you. You'll be able to select your quest through the awesome Dreamforce mobile app this year, thanks to Scott Owens, shout out. And we're super excited for folks to also contribute their engagement to giving this year at Dreamforce.
All right, so we're giving these $1 million, but who are we giving it to?
So these funds are going to be divided and given to 3 organizations who really work to empower the next generation of future leaders. So those organizations are Girl Scouts, College Track, and Upwardly Global. And we're very excited to partner with them this year.
We don't just give randomly to these organizations. We definitely think about them. There is a path to choosing these organizations. What is the path to choosing these specific organizations?
So, as I mentioned, at Salesforce.org, we are committed to providing equal access and opportunity to young adults, youth all around the world. And so we really look for organizations who embody that. And these 3 organizations were chosen because of the support that they give to young people around the world. We're not only going to donate to them, it's an opportunity for us to showcase and really support these organizations who do such great and amazing work.
That's awesome.
And part of why these organizations are so special this year, too, is that since the entire theme of Dreamforce this year is all about learning, these organizations really kind of connect attendees to that learning experience for our broader community.
All right, let's get back to these quests for a moment. Can you go into details about how we're going to find the best quests for whoever we are as an attendee?
Totally. So like I said, you're going to want to download the Dreamforce mobile app this year. The Quest is actually baked into the mobile app and throughout towers all throughout the Dreamforce campus where you can check your progress, sign up for which quest you want, actually, whether, again, sales, service, marketing, commerce, or Trailhead. They're going to show you the 5 stops that you'll need to complete. So little teasers, you can prepare, hit the ground running. You're going to want to attend a keynote. You're going to want to attend a breakout session. Of course, you're going to be doing that at Dreamforce. You're going to want to visit a demo at campground, visit one of our awesome outfitter lodges, and then visit one of our sponsors. So once you complete all 5 of those stops, you're going to unlock some prizes, which I happen to have.
Ooh, we get surprise prizes.
All right, so let me take you through this. So first and foremost, if you don't recognize this adorable creature, this is Astro. One of the prizes that you'll get to choose from is this limited edition Dreamforce Astro doll. ooh and ah.
Ooh, ah.
Right. Next is a mini Astro. We'll call it Mini Me for the 1 million goal, right? The little Astro keychain with a pouch that has been made from recycled Dreamforce banners from years past. Or another option would be this gray laptop sleeve. It's made out of felt, it's super soft, and says Blazer Trail on it. So you're going to want to, like I said, complete all 5 stops and then pick up your prizes in Dream Valley.
I think the great thing about this, too, is that it transcends every industry and really gets us outside of our comfort zone. Sometimes we just have the habit of staying where we're comfortable or in our own zone. So the way this was designed really gets you moving about the campus.
It also gets to showcase our awesome technology because it's using Einstein.
Yes.
Looking at your profile and giving you a trail that really is right for you.
Exactly.
We have our 2 Astros on the table. We just had a 3rd join us. Who is this?
So this Astro is being debuted at Dreamforce for the first time ever, and this is Lionheart Astro, and this is a really great way for us to just showcase our giving back spirit. You'll notice the heart, and I'm just really excited. We also have the Mini Me version, so we'll throw in some Lionheart Astros into the prize pack as well, right, if you'll allow us.
All right. Let's do it.
So how can we track our progress with the goals and also with our quests?
Totally. So for your individual quest, you're going to have these wonderful interactive towers throughout campus. And we call them our quest towers. You'll be able to tap your name badge and check to see what you've done towards the quest, what you still need to do, where you need to go to unlock those different stops. And like Marissa said, it's all Einstein powered. So we're suggesting the best activities that we think would fit your role. So yeah, keep an eye out for one of those quest towers and make them your buddies during Dreamforce.
And then if you want to track the overall progress against the $1 million goal, you can also go to the Learning Cabin, and then we'll have a ticker there that's tracking it. So that'll be found in the Learning Cabin in the Dream Valley.
That's awesome. All right, so we have these 3 great organizations that we're giving back to. How do we learn more about them, Lauren?
Sure. So I heard a rumor that Sylvia Acevedo, CEO of Girl Scouts, is going to be speaking at Dreamforce. So you have to stay tuned for updates about that.
She's pretty incredible.
She is amazing. She's one of my personal heroes. I know you guys know, but she is not only the CEO of Girl Scouts, but she's also a rocket scientist and then a bunch of amazing other things. I had the privilege of interviewing her last year for Dreamforce, and she's just an amazing woman. And I'm so glad that we get to not only showcase her, but her organization.
That's wonderful. So will there be other ways to give back on site?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you asked. You know, we are all about getting our Dreamforce community inspired and engaged through on-site activations. But you will have to stay tuned to another episode that I'm doing with Jamie Olson to find out everything that we are doing this year at Dreamforce. But I'm excited and happy to say that, of course, we are doing a lot of amazing things at Dreamforce this year.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I'm so excited to go and do my quest and unlock donations for these incredible causes. So thank you both so much. And I can't wait to get our learning and giving journey on at Dreamforce.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. All right.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.